Welcome to Under His Wings,
a podcast that helps us better understand and utilize the atonement of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
We invite you to sit with us as we discuss what it means to be safely under His wings.
Welcome back, our friends. We are so excited to have you here and to be able to speak together and testify of Jesus Christ. It has been a busy summer. It's been so many things going on, and yet our desire and our pull to come and to continue to record in our venue of this podcast has been pressing on our hearts. So thank you for sticking with us. We appreciate you. I have had such a great opportunity as we think about all these wonderful conference talks, and we really have been drawn to a few. We're going to share a couple with you. Jerry, you've had such an incredible couple of weeks, and you've had, as we talk about Elder Kieran's talk, receive his gift, I cannot think of a greater gift that we have in our families than when special little souls, little spirits come from our Father in heaven to us. And you have a special little spirit that's just joined your family. Tell us about her.
Yes, she is, gosh, a week and a couple days old. Oh, our little Chloe Catherine. She is beautiful. She is my daughter Libby and her husband Travis's baby. It's her first. And oh my gosh, it's been such a beautiful experience. And she is the sweetest little gift on the planet at this moment.
Being Libby's first, how have they recognized that spirit? It's just really a unique time when you have such a little small gift from Heavenly Father in your home, the responsibility, number one, you feel that. And she must be like, oh, I have this little spirit I've got to, you know, raise and teach and just enjoy and learn how to be a mom and a dad, you know. Has she felt like heaven's been close?
Yes. Oh my goodness. It is amazing. And there's such a reverence here, and everyone's just in awe. Travis is just so in love and in awe of this sweet thing. And and I think they're both nervous about what's coming and what they're going to do with this gift and how they're going to do the right thing for her. Yeah, it's amazing. It's just been beautiful.
It's amazing how, like you said, I don't remember the word you just used, but it's amazing to me how heaven is so close, whether it's the birth of a baby, or when somebody's getting ready to pass on. In those moments, heaven is close. You can feel the extra angels around you. And as you hold that precious, perfect spirit in that newborn body in your arms, You can just feel God's love, feel of the spirit and his perfection, right?
Yeah.
And there's just so much hope and promise laid before you as you look into their eyes and dream of their future and all of it. It's just a wonderful experience.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing.
Awesome.
So blessed.
Awesome. I loved how Elder Kieran, if you go to read his talk, of course, the quote that they've chosen to use at the beginning as the title is, "You are a beloved daughter of God. You are a cherished son of God, and he has gifted you his perfect holy son." I'm sure, Jerry, as grandma, that would be the one thing if you could still any knowledge from the get-go in this newborn babe, right? It would be that they are a child of God and so loved that his perfect son, you know?
Yeah, I've already sung that song to her. I am a child of God several hundred times.
Yep. I bet you have. That's awesome.
So in Elder Kieran's talk, he talks about gift giving. He talks about different gifts that he's received. He talks about, through time that it's just been a tradition that we give and receive gifts for birthdays, holidays, and not just humans, but even the animal world. I thought it was so cute. And he even has a little picture in here of a penguin giving another penguin a pebble. I guess that's what penguins do to give gifts. Or the bonobos. How do you say that?
I'm not sure.
It's a
There's some type of
chimpanzee or a monkey type thing.
chimpanzee. Yeah. And they give fruit, to their friends or their mates or whatever. It's just so cute that it's just not the human world that does this, but it's a natural thing, right? If it's not something we've just man-made, then it must be godly to
Absolutely.
give and receive gifts.
Right. Well, especially we know the perfect gift was God's perfect son, right? And the gift he came to give us, which was the possibility and ability to return to our heavenly parents. And so, just like any gift, it's only valuable if we receive it, if we accept it, open it, and truly receive it, put it to use in our lives. I just recently had a birthday. I still have on the bracelet that Jerry placed on my wrist that day. It hasn't come on off.
Oh, I love it.
I have my glasses on that you all gave me. If I would have chosen to put that gift aside to like, oh, I'll enjoy this at a later date, they wouldn't be doing me any good if I hadn't accepted it, opened it and immediately put it to use. And I could have told myself, oh, I think, we were up camping at the time. I could have thought, I am not going to put on this beautiful gold bracelet until I'm at home and have a chance to dress up or whatever. But I would have missed out on enjoying this gift and the love that I felt from receiving it in the moment
I
and
love that.
every day since, right?
Love
Yes.
it. He does. He quotes the most, it's just like what you said. He says, receiving a gift is not passive, but an intentional and meaningful process that goes far beyond merely opening a package. To receive is to appreciate and connect with both the gift and the heart of the giver in a way that strengthens the bonds between the giver and the receiver.
Yeah, and it's funny because I remember, Connie, you always give us Norwex because we love Norwex and she sells Norwex. So Norwex is the most awesome thing ever. But you gave me a package for Christmas. I'm so embarrassed. I found it like months later in my car underneath some stuff. And I'm like, dang it, I could have been using this the whole time. And it was like months before I found that tells you a lot about my car, but
But you got to accept it twice, and
it's
now
like
maybe you
that.
have
But
really.
I mean, I got it. I knew what it was, but I had put it away and didn't use it. And it's like that, right? I missed out on the beauty of that gift.
And lots of clean areas in your house
Exactly.
are not. No, I'm just kidding. That's what Norwex is. It's a cleaning product. So, yeah.
It. But that's the thing. If you set it aside, you miss out on what's there right in front of you. And what we're really talking about is the gift our Heavenly Father gave us and our Savior gave us of the atonement. And what is that gift? What does it mean to us? Why is it a gift?
I mean, it's so all-encompassing, right? There's so many facets to it. One of the things he said in here is to truly receive a gift, we come to value it for ourselves, put it to full use in our lives, and then remember with thankfulness the giver. And Connie and I were out the other day, and I was sharing with her how over the last few months, the Spirit has been teaching me about receiving and the importance of receiving the gifts that my Heavenly Father wants to bestow upon me. And so that's been on my mind a lot. And so I've tried to become more mindful of in the moment whether I'm receiving a priesthood blessing from my husband or partaking in the sacrament at church or in the temple, receiving some of the ordinances there. I, in my mind, have been trying to open up my heart and my spirit to fully receive the gift that is being presented to me, which is the atonement, the power that comes through the atonement of Jesus Christ. So I set the intention, I ask that my heart and spirit be opened, and then I verbally, although not out loud, but in my mind, say, if I'm in the temple, I want to receive this gift on behalf of, whoever it is I happen to be going through for at the time, or when my husband's hands are laid on my head, I ask, please help me to fully receive the blessings that the Lord has in store for me. And I'm hoping that makes a difference. I feel like it has.
I think it is a heart issue. I think we do have to open it. It's the supreme gift from our Heavenly Father. When we understand all that the Savior has given us, and he's preparing us a way for a more excellent life and the journey through life. And if we don't enjoy all of those blessings from heaven in a priesthood blessing that comes through the power of the priesthood that God established, that is God's power, if we don't understand and receive it that way. But I think your heart is open when you say, I receive this. And we pray and hope that those who we do temple work for and we act as proxies for them, that they will receive that ordinance. And as well, I mean, it's a beautiful connection we have, and I think it comes back to understanding who we are, who the Lord is. But do we know that we're His children? Do we understand and really grasp that? That has
And what do
been,
we do with it?
yeah. What do we do with that
Right.
knowledge?
Yes.
What do we do
And
with
what
it?
does that really mean?
Right.
I love how Elder Kieron mentions our Heavenly Father has innumerable gifts of light and truth prepared to shower down on each of us, his treasured children.
Yeah,
Do we
I love
really
that.
know that? Are we looking for that? Are we receiving it? Are we accepting it? Because he won't go against our agency. We must open up our hearts, and we've been told that there are some blessings that are predicated upon us asking.
Right.
So how often do we sit in sacrament and partake of the sacrament without really connecting with the giver and receiving all that he has, that cleansing power? I mean, I remember how hard it was with little ones around. That's a beautiful thing about being at the point of life that we are all in. That experience of the sacrament feels so much more powerful because we feel so much more connected because we can have that quiet private time. You're not able to do that all the time when you have so many littles around, but I believe the Lord compensates. He knows. He
He
knows what
does.
needs to
He
be done.
do think, though, that sometimes, even though we have the opportunity to be in a reverent state, you said there's so much going on. Well, what's going on in our minds is sometimes going to distract from that opportunity as well. And so it is a conscious effort that has to be made or should be made if we're going to receive it. We can accept the sacrament, that bread and water that comes to us. It's an intentional concept, an intentional act. And sometimes I get distracted. So I appreciate that, that invitation you've given yourself, Sherry, because now I'm going to recognize, hey, I need to get a better appreciation for what is going on in this sacred ordinance right now. I'm not just there to check off a list. I'm there to change and transform and become like my Heavenly Father and his son, because I am a precious daughter of him. And, he knows exactly who I was before I came to earth. Sometimes we get distracted and think, who are we? What am I here for? I don't know if I have any gifts. And, but when we, I don't know, sometimes I get so caught up in another person's obvious gifts, and oh, they're just so blessed and so dynamic, and they just radiate those, they know who they are, and I get confused in who I am. And so just recognizing he knows me, and I can ask, who am I to you, Heavenly Father?
Yeah,
Be
I love
cool.
that. And that's one of the gifts that he gives us is knowledge. That's what he promises us, right? The mysteries of the kingdom. Like, what does that mean? I think and ponder on that a lot. It's knowledge. It's the knowledge of who you are, who you were, what you have to give. I have recently been thinking a lot about like my patriarchal blessing and wanting to just go through it and look at, what are the gifts that I can see in there? What are the promises that I can see in there? What are the things that he's asking me to do in there? A patriarchal blessing is such a wonderful gift that we can get from our Heavenly Father. And then use it because he's going to give us knowledge. And that's what I love. I love this quote that Elder Karen says, a vital gift of knowledge that when fully accepted and received deep in the soul, contextualizes the joys and hardships of life and our unanswered questions. It is that we really are God's children. That truth is breathtaking, stunning, and it is not figurative. We're not just figurative sons and daughters of God. We are real, live. He's our Father. He knows us in and out. And, it's interesting because I've had a little bit of a difficult few days with wondering, do I really have any gifts? What is it that I have to give? Am I don't know. Hard to say without like talking about it, which I don't want to do because it's personal, but just feeling like sometimes, I don't know. So I think sometimes the world can bring us down, and being able to be lifted up each Sunday and remember that in that sacrament, God is giving us knowledge. He can give us knowledge of who we are and remind us that we do have things that he wants us to do. We do have gifts. We are loved. The things that we do matter, and I think that's important. I think that's one reason why we need that gift of the sacrament every week, because the world's gonna drag us down all the time. And Satan's gonna try to take us off that path that we're supposed to be on.
For sure.
Thank
Constantly
you.
reminding us of our weaknesses. We all
Yeah.
have them. And he wants to enlarge them in our mind and heart so much that we feel like we don't have things to offer, so that we focus more on that than on what we can give. And I agree. I think we've all struggled with that at times, Jerry. I know I have.
Yeah. Yeah.
For
Well, it's
sure.
normal, especially I think when we're trying to do good things, when we want to share the gospel and when there's those that don't want to hear it. Then, and that's okay because we are all in different places and we all have to wrestle with God's word and with our own inadequacies and everything, right? We have to wrestle and earn, not earn, but earn that testimony through the wrestle.
It's interesting. I think that Satan wants to completely undermine our confidence, and then we don't feel confident to go to the Lord for whatever reason. But we need to realize that we can come to Christ with confidence in his loving kindness and receive all the gifts of peace and joy and light. And you're right, we just go through stages of our lives where we get it, and it's like this euphoria, and you remember to ask and receive, and then everything seems to fall into place, and you're like, oh, I will never forget again to ask for help.
And then you do. You forget.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a challenge. I love how he continues to remind us through this talk that if you really can remember who you are, just that core doctrine of we are a child of God and he loves us, and the Father wants to bestow all that he has upon us. Just that core doctrine alone can, if how does he put it? If that will go into every corner of our lives, it will affect every decision we make. And if we can remember that one simple truth, even when we're feeling down about ourselves or discouraged about life circumstances, whatever it is, it can help bring us back to how the Lord can work all things for our good. And if we will just keep focused on Him, that eventually peace and strength will come back into our lives and direction. And it is but a small moment that we are asked to pass through some of these fiery furnaces and trials that we're all facing. But the promises ahead are so great, right? We think about, I know we probably all had people come to us that really don't like that doctrine of what our real grand potential is. They don't like us saying that we can become through time and eternity and eons of time like our Father and like our Mother in heaven. That bothers them. But you think about it, don't we want our children to become even better than we are? Wouldn't we love to bestow all of the, not only all that we temporally have, but all of our knowledge, our testimony upon them if we could?
Right.
And it's no
Well,
different for him. He has that desire too, right? We desire for all of our children to come home to us at times. He wants the same thing.
and it only makes sense if God is our Father, right? God is truly our Father, and it's understanding that we are children of the Most High God, and we are made in His image, and therefore it only makes sense. And I love how Elder Kieran said, when you welcome this majestic reality, this reality that you are a child of the Most High, right? And when you welcome this majestic reality into your very soul and feel both the comfort and thrill of it, your entire paradigm shifts. You can feel His love, hear His voice, and recognize His hand no matter what is happening or not happening in your life.
That
I
is powerful.
love
I don't know where I missed that one, man, but I want that framed in my house.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Because we have to be able to redefine how we see ourselves. We have to see ourselves as His child. And when we do, our life can take on new meaning. And we can make it through these ups and downs. And it's interesting. I had a little down day, but then getting ready for this podcast, I would only needed to be reminded for a second. It was only a little while that I was down, but then being reminded of who I am and whose I am gives me more of a clear understanding, right? And it brings my soul back to peace and happiness and being able to be okay when it's not all okay.
Right.
You know?
I love what he reminds us that Moroni says in the scriptures. Moroni exhorts us to deny not the gifts of God, but to come unto Christ and lay hold upon every good gift. And I think that's what I'm going to try to focus on this week. Maybe it's just to pray and ask the Lord, what is it that he desires to bless me with? What do I need to do to align my life so that I can fully receive that gift and see what happens?
That's awesome. And we really just want to leave with you that understanding that you are a child of God, and just to re-receive this gift, or perhaps truly receive it for the very first time, and let it transform every aspect of your life. And those are words of Elder Kieron, and his talk really did change my life. And I hope that I can really receive his words and receive the truth that were in those words. And we just love you guys. Thanks for coming and listening to us today. And we just truly hope that you will stay safely under Christ's wings.